I want to get the story with what happened to Kennedy. She was in a car accident in the tunnel yesterday. Which tunnel were you in?
I think the Callahan Tunnel.
So going back home to Eastie?
Yeah. It's like the part where you go underneath where all those hotels are, and then it mm-hmm. splits, and one just goes to Government Center, and one goes
yeah, that's the Callahan.
To the airport. So I had gotten in that line, and everyone was at a dead stop. And so I was stopped. And man, I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw this big truck coming. Not truck, but like a... I don't want to say what kind of truck it was, but they carry people from like a small bus.
Yeah.
And I just could see that he wasn't going to stop, and I knew that he wasn't going to stop. And so I just kind of grabbed onto my steering wheel and just kind of waited. And it was a loud crash, and it mm-hmm. really rang my bell. And
did your airbags deploy or anything like that?
They did not.
Okay.
Because it was from behind, I think. You know,
no, they'll still deploy.
Yeah. So, especially your car. You have like new technology.
Thankfully, no, they did not.
Yeah.
So I just kind of sat there for a moment. I was a bit stunned, and I didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, of course, everybody's honking and screaming and, why are you in my way? And the crash was hard. And then about a minute after that, someone else crashed into him.
Oh, they hit the
which
bus?
Just goes to show you how little people are paying attention when they're driving.
It's insane.
And
wait, so did you feel the shocks of that too? Were you still in your car?
I honestly don't even remember.
Oh wow.
And so I kind of got out of the car, and at that time my foot was bleeding. I cut it on the bottom of something.
Were you wearing shoes?
I was wearing sandals.
Huh. Was there a cut there already?
I had a little cut that there was there already, so I don't know if
might
I
have hit
exacerbated,
the pedal.
But the bottom of my foot too. So I looked down because my foot felt sticky, and my shoe was filled with blood. So I just take off my shoe
Holy
and let it
moly.
Hang out the door because I don't know what. So then, you know, they're like...
Just let it hang out the door in the Callahan?
It was dripping blood,
oh
and I
God.
Don't have anything in my car to clean
not to,
it.
Not to laugh, but this is just that's
Besides
bonkers.
Which, I thought it might get me some sympathy.
Actually a good idea.
So I really, to be honest, I just didn't know what to do. I was really dazed, and I didn't know if I was supposed to call the police or my insurance company. And then I remembered I'd switched insurance companies, and I don't have like the app anymore. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm going to get dropped by this insurance company. I'm not going to have insurance anymore. And then
for those that don't know the story, Kennedy has a long history with insurance and driving schools. Had to go to driving school, almost lost her license. Her insurance company dropped her. You had to pick up a different company.
Yeah, I'm paying a bajillion dollars for insurance right now, and like. That was going through my head. The
oh
fact that
God,
I was holding up traffic was giving me total angina. And like then, so the guy comes up to me who's driving the car and he goes, I need your license and registration. I said, no, you don't. I need yours. You're the one who hit me.
Bam.
Oh, you got a little feisty with him?
I got really kind of mad. Something I just didn't need. This day had been this day, and I didn't need any more cherries on Sundays of anything.
Did the cop show up?
Thankfully, the state trooper had been in an accident about 30 minutes prior, and he was like, this happens all the time. Don't you worry. And he was like, I need your registration and your driver's license.
Right.
And I was like, I couldn't find my registration because it had expired, and I had done it online, and I tried to give him my phone, and he goes, give me the old one there. Because, you know, he...
Yeah, they just type in the number.
So literally, I pull everything out of my glove box. He goes, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. I bet you it's in there. And that's where it was.
Yeah.
And he couldn't have been nicer.
He's like, you got to pay this bill.
They filled out some paperwork that then I'm supposed to take online and fill it out and get my insurance company and all that, which I did not do yesterday because I slept the majority of the day.
Sure.
Back.
Yeah.
And this morning when I was driving in, as soon as I got in the car, I started crying.
Freaked out?
I think I just realized what had happened.
Yeah.
And what could have happened.
No, especially driving those tunnels
I mean,
at that time.
That I didn't hit the person in front of me.
Yeah, no.
That it could have
been really
just
bad.
So much worse.
And all
so
the stress
of
your insurance and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then just as I'm driving in this morning, minding my own business on Storo, and then this,
Leaping.
I would swear there.
GD?
Huge garbage truck. Goes from across the third lane, across all traffic to get off on the exit.
I hate people like that.
Me.
I hate people like that. Just go to the next exit.
It was literally this close to my car, and I was like, really? And so then I'm shaking, and then I'm like, I don't want to drive. I'm in my car saying this. I don't want to drive anymore. I don't want to drive anymore. I don't want to drive anymore.
How much damage was done to your vehicle?
Not too much. It hit the bumper, so it seemed to take the brunt of it, which is remarkable considering my history with these things, and I usually have to fix every quarter panel. So,
well, we're glad you're okay. We were talking to you yesterday when all of this was unfolding. I talked to you right after the accident. I could tell you were a little bit out of it, but we're glad you're safe. Please go to the hospital today. I think you should
I'm going to go see if I have a concussion.
Just to make sure. You might have a mild concussion listening to the symptoms.
Yeah, I just like the lights. Earlier, we were like, what are the symptoms? And I was like, no, the bright lights aren't bothering me. Right. But I realized I'd been in the dark all day yesterday, and these lights are no fun. And wearing headphones, I'm sure, is super smart.
Okay, well, we're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Because now we can have a laugh about it.
You got a letter from the state, so don't be late.
Was that accident your fault?
Yeah.
Did you pull out in front of that other car?
Yeah.
Are you just a crappy driver?
Yeah.
Then come on down to Kennedy's Driving School. We teach you how to drive while intoxicated, texting and driving, eating and driving, and we show you how to do it without wearing a seatbelt and with one eye closed. Do yourself a favor and don't open the mail. Go to
Kennedy's Driving School.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.